Start your day right is an exhortation to start your day with prayer, with worship and meditation of the Word of God. I'm Dr. Johnson, and in this episode I'll be reading verses 33 to 36 from Romans chapter 11. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. The Apostle Paul's heart here is welling up with praise for the Lord. And he expresses his deep love and appreciation of the Lord, and he expresses his deep appreciation for the greatness of God in this doxology that we read in Romans chapter 11. Now we read about Paul speaking about the greatness of God. And truly, if you try and sit and think about how great our God is, how great the Almighty is, how Almighty the Creator is, we will really know that we can't understand His greatness. The depths of the wisdom and knowledge of God are too great for us to understand. And so is every aspect of God. But what we can really know is that God is a loving, compassionate and merciful God, is a long-suffering God. The mercies of God are so rich that the servants of God who have written the Word of God, they have expressed the depths of His mercies. The greatest attribute of which is forgiveness, that He gives to them who confess their sins and unrighteousness to Him. And Paul ends by saying that God is all in all, and you and me, we must remember that God is all in all. He created man, and man rebelled against Him. Yet, because of His mercy and compassion, He planned a way so that man could get redemption from their sins and unrighteousness through His Son Jesus Christ, who gave up His life on the cross. So let us all praise His Almighty God and appreciate His greatness and the depths of His knowledge and wisdom, and always remember that He is all in all, almighty, and everything rests in His hand, you, me, and everything that we see around. I'm Dr. Johnson, and I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.